searching all these years. The man that I saw wasn't at all who I thought he'd be. Well, I was lost when you found me. I was broken beyond repair. And you came along and you sang a song over me. Like I'm born again. Feels like I'm living for the very first time. For the very first time in my life. Me now,
reassure my heart.
My soul, and I pray that I'm not wrong.
But the life I have now is only the beginning.
It feels like I'm born again. It feels like I'm living for the very first time. Feels like I'm breathing. Feels like I'm moving. For the very first time.
For the very first time.
For the very first time.
Wasn't looking for
something that was more than what I had yesterday. And you came to me, and you gave me life and love that I've never known, that I've never felt before. Feels like I'm born again.
Feels like I'm born again.
Feels like I'm living.
Feels like I'm living.
For the very first time.
For the very first time.
For the very first time.
We gotta click to the next one here. You guys have this one, right?
I am loved, I am loved. I can risk loving you. For the one who knows me best loves me most. I am loved. You are love, won't you please take my hand? We are free to love each other, we are love. You are love, you are love, you can risk loving too. For the one who knows you best, loves you most. I am loved, we are loved. Won't you please take our hand? We are free to love each other. We are loved.
We're going to figure out how to make this transition.
We don't have one yet.
Loving God, loving each other. Make it beautiful.
loving God, loving each other, making music with my friends.
Oh, you guys here.
Loving God.
Bring your fears, bring your hurt, bring your tears. There be no condemnation here. You are holy, righteous, and redeemed. Every time I fall, there'll be those who will call me a mistake. But that's okay, cause I hear a voice and it calls me redeemed. When others say I'll never be enough, greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world, in the world, in the world. There'll be days I lose the battle. Grace says that it doesn't matter, cause the cross already won the war.
He's greater, he's greater.
I'm learning to run freely, understanding just how he sees me, and it makes me love him more and more.
He's greater, he's greater.
There'll be days I lose the battle. Grace says that it doesn't matter, cause the cross already won the war.
He's greater.
I'm learning to run freely, understanding just how he sees me, and it makes me love him more and more.
He's greater, he's greater.
1, 2, 3, 4. Cause I hear a voice and he calls me redeemed. And others say I'll never be enough. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. In the world. In the world. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. There'll be days I lose the battle. Grace says that it doesn't matter, cause the cross already won the war.
He's greater, he's greater.
I'm learning to run freely, understand just how he sees me, and it makes me love him more and more.
He's greater, he's greater.
And he who is living in the world.
Yay. Our pattern.
When you walk through a storm,
we'll get tempo right.
Hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of oh.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of a hundred circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded for the trumpet that shall never go retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea, with the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah, his truth is marching on.
We lost our audience. They're doing something more important, I'm sure.
God talking, he's talking to you, yeah. God talking, tells you what to do. The word, yeah. God talking, make sure that you know. You're his child, don't you know? He's got something to say. Moses heard from the burning bush. God told him what to do, and he obeyed. Because of God talking, he's into your heart, yeah. Destruction. Set you apart. Nobody is by on their own. God talking, and he's on the throne.
Set you apart. Nobody gets by on their own. talking to you, yeah.
God talking
tells you what to do.
God talking
when you read the word, yeah.
God talking
make sure that you heard.
God talking
straight into your heart, yeah.
Instruction
to set you apart.
Nobody gets by on their own. Listen to God talking, 'cause he's on the throne.
Yes.
So last week I was going to speak on Isaiah 53 and Melody wanted to speak on something else. Tongues, you're right. You're right. It's neat stuff. Neat stuff. Isaiah 53 is the prophet Isaiah talking about who is to come, the Messiah, Jesus. And as we read through some of the scripture, it's pretty, let's just read through some of this, and the Holy Spirit, I know, will bring to mind the parts that I wanted to share. So in Isaiah 53, who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, like a root out of the dry ground. He has no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. I'm going to stop there a second. Okay? So, I'm going to say that again. He, meaning Jesus, the Messiah, has no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we would desire him. All right, so you'll see a lot of people, they'll do their paintings of Jesus, right? And he's this tall, tall guy. No. He was plain Jane. It says very clearly right here. He was plain. He was a Jewish guy, right? He was short. Short, big nose. Okay. All right. Whatever. I mean, there was nothing that made him stand out. Like, for example, King Saul, he stood out because he stood like a head above everybody. Okay. But that's not what Jesus was. Jesus was like the rest of us. You know, he just fed in. And, actually, well, if you notice, he really wasn't excessively tall. He did look good though, didn't he?
Yeah.
that's all for the movies. But anyway, that's okay. So that was in verse 2. Verse 3. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. All right, esteemed him not, of course. You remember, especially the Pharisees and the like. They didn't think anything of him. Matter of fact, they thought he was a bad guy, right? And they decided he needed to go. He was rustling the standard religious organization stuff. Mm-hmm. The rebel rouser, and he was. You know, some people will paint Jesus as the gentle little lamb, you know, but the reality was he was a warrior. You think about it, you know, he put the cords together, made the whip, went into the temple, whoosh, you know, chased them out of the temple. He said, "What are you doing in my father's house? I'm making a den of thieves." Oh yeah. So verse 4: Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, and he was crushed for our iniquities. And the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. Now this is really neat in Isaiah 53, because it says, by his wounds we are healed. And in 1 Peter 2:24 it says, by his stripes we were healed. Okay? So it's saying, here it comes. Here it comes, and it was already done. So it's a finished work, right? It's a finished work of the cross. It's just done. It's just done with that. In the stuff before it, of course, talked about how he was to die. Pierced, remember the sword in the side? The pierced for our transgressions. Then verse 5, he says, we all, like sheep, have gone astray, and each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. All right, so there it goes again. We like sheep have gone astray, and God lays all this on. One of the things that happened when Jesus died, when he was actually hung on the cross, one of the things that happened with that is the time that Jesus hung on the cross was the time that the high priests were making the animal sacrifice in the temple. Okay? So Jesus is being sacrificed. Jesus, the Lamb, being sacrificed. At the same time, the Old Testament sacrament was happening while the New Testament was also happening at the same time. It's pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. that is kind of interesting because you know, many times this, the animals that sacrificed weren't necessarily lambs. They were typically goats, sheep. Well, sheep. Sheep were part of that too. So, but Jesus had become a blood sacrifice. So go way back. Go way back. And we've hit some of this kind of stuff before, but God creates man. Here's the rules. They break the rules. Now God has to establish a way for man to be forgiven of the sins. So the only way the word tells us that the only way that we are forgiven is through the shedding of blood. Okay? Blood has to be spilled for us to be forgiven. So God required an animal sacrifice for people to be forgiven for their sins. So when they sinned, they were expected to make an animal sacrifice for God. So Jesus then, who became the perfect lamb, because the requirements were you had to bring an animal that was perfect. No blemishes, didn't have a limp, didn't have a broken leg, didn't have spots on it, on its coloring. It had to be perfect, unblemished, as they call it. And Jesus, of course, was without sin. And that's an interesting one, too. All right, so we know Jesus was without sin, right? And Jesus was born of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit with Mary. He's got Mary as a human mother, the Father being the Holy Spirit, right? So Jesus was born of the Spirit, right? So when we are born again, we're born of the Spirit. And that's that same birth. Okay? It's that same Holy Spirit. And Jesus from a baby forward with that. So that's the only way, of course, any person, any human could go without ever sinning is to be born of the Spirit, right? So when we were born again, now we're free from the condemnation of guilt and sin. Because we're born of the Spirit then. Isn't that wild? Kind of a lot of concept if you think about that. But man, I mean, because remember the word tells us that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It's the same all the time. So the same Holy Spirit that brought Jesus into this world is the same Holy Spirit that fixed those knees. You know? And the same Holy Spirit, you know, that's taking care of that melanoma stuff, all right? It's that same power. It's neat stuff. But yeah, the shedding of blood is required for forgiveness of sin. I forgot what your question was then.
I said, why was it a lamb? Like,
oh, why was it a lamb? Well, goats were usually associated with rebellion and sin, right? And a lamb was usually obedient. A lamb is typically obedient. You have to talk to the Hebrew writers why they said lamb. And Jesus, as you know, many times said, I'm the shepherd. All right. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 Sheep are peaceful. Right? You're correct. You're right. Good. Lambs are good. Where am I? Verse 7. So he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Okay, now remember, this is Isaiah predicting, all right, the Messiah to come. Now you recall, this is actually fulfilled when Jesus stands before the high priest, and they're making all the accusations, okay? So, but Jesus didn't say anything. And Jesus knew Scripture. You know, he knew what needed to be walked out all the way through, every last bit, and his mission was to fulfill it, and obviously he did. Verse 8, by oppression and judgment he was taken away, and who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgression of my people he was stricken. So that's telling us what Jesus then took, the guilt. Now, in the Old Testament way of it, they had what we call a scapegoat. Okay, there'd be two goats they would do. And what they would do is one of the goats, they would actually lay hands on the goat and they would confess their sins. So essentially they would impute, take the sins, put them on this goat,
they'll be left, they'll be led out into the wilderness. And so that one would be led out to the wilderness, just let go to wander around, and the other one would actually be sacrificed. So that's where the term scapegoat comes from, Ellie. All right. Surprise, surprise. So verse 9, he was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, and though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Because you remember, he died on the cross, and he died a criminal's death. Right? So he had this written. Now the rich part of it, and that's probably what caught Mom's attention, right? And with the rich in his death. What do you think that refers to? He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death. All right? So he was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence. All right. So, of course, the rich and the poor, everybody dies, right? Everybody dies. But you may recall that his tomb actually was given by essentially a rich person, because you had to be rich to own those things. Yeah. All right. So verse 10, yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. So you see it says right there in verse 10, it was God's will for Jesus to take all this upon himself. But remember, Jesus had free will. Right? Jesus had the choice to say no. And you may recall when Jesus was in the garden, remember he was praying blood, essentially. He was just praying so hard he was bleeding. And you recall he said, Father, if it's possible, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, your will be done. So the human side of Jesus said, oh man, this is not going to be my idea of a good time. But yet he was obedient. He was obedient unto death. And then in verse 11, he said, after the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. So it just simply says it again. He bore our iniquities. There, verse 12, therefore I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. That's the full chapter. 53. It's fascinating how Isaiah, this was made very clear to Isaiah, okay? Well, hundreds of years before Jesus walked the earth, God said, here's what's going to happen. All right? It's pretty neat. Pretty neat stuff. But there's little nuggets in there, right? Like Jesus, there's nothing. Jesus was not an extraordinary person with regard to looks or anything that made him physically stand out. But yet he was attractive. Why? Because of his message, right? That was what the attraction was. There was a message of hope, a message of peace, a message of grace, a message of love, That's all good stuff. All really good stuff. I don't have any paper today, do I? What kind of prayer requests we need to be lifting today? Well, Lord, we thank you for this gathering, for everyone gathered together here. We thank you, Lord, that where two or more are gathered, you are here. So there's so many things, Lord, to be lifting up to you. But there are many things, Lord, that we're blessed to be thankful for. So we thank you, Lord, for the praises that Bruce shared with us. Those are awesome and great things. Things are going well for Donna. Things are going well for Bruce. He's feeling well. That melanoma stuff is just done, Bruce. It's done and it's finished. You have a good report next time you go, brother. That's what God takes care of. And Ruth, Linda's having a good time seeing her friend Ruth. You're going to have peace. You're going to go have some fun, too.
Yep.
That's beautiful. We love when God does all those things. And Lord, we let do a special lifting for a lady named Tracy here that visited tonight. We ask you, Lord, that you meet her needs. Thank you, Lord, you meet them in a way that she knows, she really knows that that's by your grace. By your grace that these things come her way. And she has a desire. You put a desire in her heart, Lord, to love you, to know you, to learn more about you, to seek you. So that's what it's really all about. Yeah, we're always going to have our bills. We're always going to have our trials in this world. But that eternal peace and eternal joy, Lord, we ask that for her. She just receives that. Receives that in the name of Jesus. And I thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of the people here that helped her get to where she needed to go. That's a great thing to give.
It's really beautiful.
Thank you. God bless you. Oh, more praise for you. For you, Debbie. Bless God, we prayed for his knees last week. Look at her go. Those are marching stance. That's fantastic. Isn't that good to be free?
It is.
Good to be free. Mom's, your knees have been well, too. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. We're going to pray your knees, too, here tonight, okay? Seriously, we are. We're going to do that. We're going to do some more laying hands with that. Thank you. Well, while we're talking about Sandy's knees, or your husband, all that stuff, doesn't belong. It doesn't belong. We can speak peace. We speak healing. Right. We speak a brand new heart, brand new kidneys, and whatever else needs to be created and doing there. Because you know nothing can pop. Isn't that great? I had the privilege of praying for a guy named Ted Lambrinos a couple days ago. Ted is an opera singer in New York. And he's 82. He's a baritone. He's sung in like 35 different countries worldwide. I mean, he's traveled the world. He's getting ready to make a CD with his wife called God and Country. Okay. And in New York, as you know, it's very democratic. But they're very conservative. They're Republican. And they actually, in New York, they actually sang. And one of the things they did is they actually shared a prayer before they sang, or as part of their song. And to their thrill and surprise, they got a standing ovation for that, which is their inspiration to do this. Well, they were scheduled, this past Monday, they were scheduled to start. They have everything lined up. They're going to go to the recording studio and do all the recordings and that. So what happens on the Saturday before, the enemy finds a way. Which Rick ends up falling and breaking his shoulder and smacking his... is in a cemetery, no less. He steps on something and ends up hitting his head against the gravestone, too, and the like. So, his wife is also, her name's Hallie, and she's a soprano, absolutely beautiful woman, beautiful voice. And so the two of them were making this CD, God and Country, right? It will happen. It will happen. I had the honor to be able to pray with them. What a great thing they're doing. We'll bring all that through. So, Mom, we speak the result for all these things. No mold, perfect, just perfect healing. Perfect O-rings. Perfect or new or whatever. Whatever it takes, right? Whatever it takes. And for you, for the peace and rest you need with the bundle of energy that you're taking care of.
Bubble.
Amazing. You know, one thing I love to call this out, it's just the unconditional love, right? I think God really shows us what his unconditional love is. I mean, how many times can you could be stern with a dog, scold the dog, whatever, and come right back? It's like, wow. Man, I believe that. And Lord, of course, for Melody then, too. Such a great blessing we've had here on a regular basis with Melody. But now she gets to bless others up in Dayton. It's going to be awesome and amazing. So we speak peace and joy for you, Melody. Peace and joy for you. That's right. peace, compatibility, whatever the word for it, or for it might be. It'll be fun. Good. Anything else? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Ladies? Knees? Melody? Oh, you have trouble kneeling in those shoes? Well, let's get on this, huh? Stay right there.
All right, which one?
All right. She's fine. You did really well in that chair. Really good. That's right. Papa, we thank you for brand new knees. All right, infirmity, you must leave right now. In the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, infirmity, go. And I thank you, Lord. As the swelling completely goes down, as this knee is made perfectly perfect right now, 100% full flexibility, I thank you, Lord, that everything is fully restored. Every muscle, every tendon, every ligament, all cartilage, all the bones, all strength and power into this knee right now. And there we go. Thank you, Papa. Just light it up. Light it up. No pain. Perfect. And now, in the name of Jesus, what are you feeling? Dance is good. Go on, Lord. Take that pain away.
Yeah, I don't deserve you for that pain.
Okay.
It's not there.
Not there. Why don't you walk a little bit for me? Do you need some help walking? You're okay. Why don't you walk a little bit? Let me see how you doing. All right. Any pain at all? Zero. Do you usually have pain when you go up the steps? Okay. I want you to try doing that, right? Just use the handrail. Tell me what's going on. Is there any twins or anything? Okay, where? Melody, mom?
Friday.
It's almost identical to your sister. Seriously, that's about the same thing we have. Stay right there. Stay right there. Right there. Put your hand right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not a problem. Mm-hmm. Just got a little going on there. All right. So, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Papa, for brand new. Well, they're good. I thank you, Lord, 100%. Zero pain. Swelling. You go. You go right now. Every last bit. Now. Okay, start walking. Okay. Now come back around here now. Come back around. See, this is our test here, right? This is right. This is good. It's all right. Okay. Now. Okay. So now, do you still have any twinge anywhere?
No.
Okay. Okay. Come on down. Let's test this. Make sure again. You want to be totally sure. Anything else you want to? See?
Want to do it again?
Come on. This is what Jesus does. Knees good, brother? You doing all right with your knees and your everything else? That's a good place to be. See? Thank you. Okay. Anything at all? Anything at all?
There's nothing there. Can I go to this office?
Faith has set you free. Well, good. They'll be able to confirm it for you then.
Yeah.
How awesome is that?
That's good.
Yeah. We got to check out this foot. We got to check out this foot. Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you. See everybody Saturday.
You gonna practice piano for us?
I am.
Do you have a piano at home?
Oh yeah.
Good. Nice. Looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
I'll see you back.
Please do. It would be a lot of fun. I look forward to it.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. Okay, we're gonna let's see. What do I want to do with you?
It's this leg. Always that. So then you do
what you
walk.
We're not
walk.
Walk
down the aisle.
Wait a minute,
should we go?
Well, then let's seal the deal. Come on, guys. Let's seal the deal here. Let's make this, let's just make sure this stays away then. All right. So, Lord, I thank you for Linda. I thank you, Daddy, that this this junk is really messing with her. It's gone. Yeah, well, we come against this in the name of Christ Jesus. We bind all things contrary to the word and will of God. Every last thing, and command and let her go. All right. So no more drop foot stuff, no more drop hand, no more drop anything. Everything perfectly perfect. 100. No brace. That's right. No brace needed. We just speak we speak the strength. The strength, the glory of Jesus into you, Linda. As you just feel this right now. I know. I can feel it too. From the top of your head through the soles of your feet. Thank you, Daddy, for 100% for her. She'll never have this problem anymore. No more, and no other problems. No, for this whole family, all you sisters. All you sisters. None of this garbage ever to return. Because God is good. He's an awesome and amazing God, right? He's an awesome, awesome God. Because we were singing one again, shouldn't we? Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Do it again. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Last one. Our God is an awesome God.